To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo, what is today's photo of? Today's photo of a view of the sun shining over the Scodak Creek, State Route 9J, and through the branches of a tree comes to us from yours truly, as I was reminded yesterday to remember the beauty that lies just outside my front door when I saw the sun shining in through the windows of my home down by the river. I'm including another shot of that view as a look to the right reveals the waters of the Hudson River. I couldn't get it all in one shot, but wanted to assure you that there is always more to see and enjoy in life if we simply look for it. Well, it is Wednesday, and tonight I have the honor of leading one of the men from the Freedom in Christ course to get over the hump of whatever unresolved personal and spiritual conflicts the Holy Spirit leads him to confess and cancel, as I will be leading him through the steps to freedom in Christ. Just like I was promised, I was prompted, to run to my front door to see what God was doing with his creation when I saw the light pouring into my home. This man has boldly followed the Lord to bring him to repentance and is hopeful that the Lord will bring him to something good on the other side of the steps to freedom in Christ. And just like I said, that there is always more to see and enjoy in life if we only look for it, this particular brother in Christ has already had significant victories and growth in his walk with God, but knows that the Lord has even more for him to learn and experience. And he has already stated that the steps will not be the end of his journey, as he plans to keep going where the Lord calls him to go beyond the Freedom in Christ course that concludes in 2 weeks. And that is exactly what we taught last night, and continually try to encourage Christians to understand that our life of faith and our freedom in Christ is not a one-off experience that happens when we put our faith in Jesus or when we complete the steps to freedom in Christ. Our taking a hold of, experiencing, and enjoying our freedom in Christ is supposed to be a continuous and progressive way of life. As Christian disciples, we are to never stop learning and applying God's wisdom to our lives. When we gain victory or freedom in one area of our lives, we don't just sit down enjoying it until we become complacent and have to regain what we've already won. We are to take on new challenges and to continue to discover our purpose in God's kingdom. Our salvation isn't a relationship status, it is merely the prerequisite for us to discover the purpose God has for us and the rest of our lives is to be the ongoing adventures of our interactions with God, to come and see all that he has for us to experience. So let's go and see what we can learn and discover what God has for us today as we walk into the 31st day of Lent and our current series, The 40-Day Journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link on the blog. And so we enter in to day 31 of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As Bonhoeffer writes, offering intercessory prayer means nothing other than Christians bringing one another into the presence of God, seeing each other under the cross of Jesus as poor human beings and sinners in need of grace. Then everything about other people that repels me falls away. Then I see them in all their need, hardship, and distress. Their need and their sin become so heavy and oppressive to me that I feel as if they were my own, and I can do nothing else but bid, Lord, you yourself, you alone, deal with them according to your firmness and your goodness. End quote. And today's biblical wisdom that they pair with that passage is from James 5, verses 15 and 16. The word of the Lord says, Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. And I just, you know, that's one of the verses we use in the Freedom in Christ course, as the steps to freedom in Christ is a prayer process of repentance. There's great, you know, great healing in confession and come and being vulnerable before somebody else and before God to confess your sins and to renounce the things that, you know, may be giving ground to the enemy in our lives. And so it's just oddly appropriate that would happen to be on this day, a day where I will be leading someone through the steps to freedom in Christ and praying for them. And so we're praying that the prayers we make tonight will be powerful and effective. Anyway, we move on to the questions to ponder. And the first question for our study says, how does seeing others under the cross of Jesus Christ cause all that repels me about them to fall away? Seeing others under the cross of Jesus Christ causes all that repels us about them to fall away because we have compassion for them. We sympathize with their pain and suffering that results from their sins. We see them as God sees them, as people who are hurting and who desperately need God's forgiveness, love, and wisdom. When we see others under the cross, all that could repel us about them falls away because we remember our own shame and pain and the grace that saved us and set us free. The next question is, in what way is everyone equal under the cross? Everyone is equal under the cross because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone needs Jesus to be forgiven and to receive the new and eternal life that God wants to give us. No matter what individual differences exist in us, we are all equal in our need of a Savior. There are no sliding scales of judgment where those who sin less don't need God's grace. We all need Jesus, and thus we are all on the same level ground at the foot of the cross. And the next question asks, how does looking at other people through the lens of God's mercy change our feelings about them and about ourselves? Looking at other people through the lens of God's mercy makes us have compassion and love for others, as that view causes us to see them as just like me in terms of needing Jesus and being blessed by being able to receive God's grace that allowed us to not only see our need, but to humble ourselves to surrender to the Lordship of Christ. Seeing others through God's lens should also cause us to humble ourselves as we rightly realize that we are no better than our fellow man because we too have sinned and desperately need Jesus. All right, moving along to the Psalm fragment. Today they present Psalm 72, verses 2 through 4. And the psalmist writes, may he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. Amen. He will judge. And thankfully, when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're found guilty, but the penalty for our sins has been poured out on Christ. And we are justified. We are made righteous through that relationship. And thus, God approves us and adopts us into his family. And so God's a good judge, and he gives us grace and mercy. And but if we don't put our faith in Jesus, we will receive the rightful judgment and the rightful penalty of our sins, God's wrath. So, yikes, a little heavy on the Psalm fragment today. Anyway, we move along to the journal reflections for this study, and the prompt is, make a list of the people whom you would like to bring into the presence of God today. Well, I just realized that could go to one of two ways, you know, in terms of his mercy and grace or his judgment. I want to bring people into God's presence to be judged and punished. But that's not what I was thinking. As this devotion is being podcasted, I will not call anyone out publicly here. I've gotten into trouble for that in the past. But as I write this, I am thinking about all the men in the Freedom in Christ course that I lead and some other people that I feel could really benefit from being in the Lord's presence today. And the next prompt won't let up, and it says, write a line or two describing the nature of your relationship with each of these people. My relationship to the men in the Freedom in Christ course is that of an encourager and a brother in Christ. My relationship to the other people I am thinking about is that of an acquaintance, a family member, or a friend. There are lots of people I know that I would like to bring into the presence of God so they could receive the hope, mercy, and love that He has for them. And that moves us along to the intercessions. And, of course, a common theme, it says, for each person listed in your journal today, pray, Lord, you yourself, you alone, deal with them, with their name, according to your firmness and goodness. And so let's try to pray that. Lord God, I pray that you and you alone deal with the people that I have on my heart according to your firmness and goodness. I pray for you to come into their presence today, in Jesus' name, amen. And finally, the prayer for today in the study says, forgiving and transforming God, thank you that under the cross of Christ, we all stand equally together under your love and mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, that concludes day 31. Of our Lenten journey and the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I signed up for the devotional before, so my email actually delivered the 40th day yesterday. So I have the entire study and a Word document now through copying and pasting. So in a way, it feels like I'm at the end, but I'm not quite there yet. And we still have another 9 days of Lent, if we've done this properly, and it'll deliver us right to Resurrection Sunday, as I like to call it. You know, the whole Easter thing is a little confusing. Yeah, if you don't believe that or don't know what I'm talking about, try Googling it. Why do we call it Easter? I have Googled it more than once in the past, and I can't remember exactly, you know, how it became that word. So I like to call Easter Resurrection Sunday, because that's really simple. What happened on that day? Well, Christ was resurrected, and, you know, supposedly it was a Sunday, and I don't want to get in a debate about that. Christ was risen, and he was risen indeed, and we get to rejoice about that, because, you know, through that, you know, his death and resurrection, he took our sins. And he raises us to new life when we put our faith in him. My local church is doing baptisms this weekend. And that baptism represents that. We die with Christ going under the water, and we rise up in new life with him. And when we receive the new life we have in Christ, we're supposed to live like it. Because otherwise we live like a dead man. And we feel pretty dead when we try to live a devil life where we're just that miserable sinner saved by grace, and we never experience the freedom and the victory that comes from walking with God, you know, authentically, that we become students who look to be approved. Not that we need to be approved, but we want to show that we understand the wisdom of our teacher by applying his lessons to our lives, and that we love him for teaching us this stuff. So that's what we're going to do. Well, that's what we do every day. We encourage ourselves in the Lord, and we hope to encourage others. And last night was a great session with the guys as we talked about stronghold busting and how our our sanctification and our maturity is supposed to be a progressive thing and something that we just keep going with. And, you know, honestly, one of the men, you know, said, oh, I got so many strongholds, where do I begin? I was like, well, just slow your roll. Remember, you're approved by God. You're not trying to earn anything here. You're already loved by God. What you want to experience is more joy, more peace of your life, and your strongholds keep you from experiencing that. And so what we're not striving for approval, we're striving for joy and peace. And guess what? You don't really have to strive for it. That's what grace and mercy are all about. We already have it. We just want to have that abiding peace that comes from being in the presence of the Lord at all times. And when we get to clean up our act, it feels good. You know, and it can inspire others. Wow, that guy really changed. What did he do? Well, he accepted Jesus. Maybe I'll do that. You know, we can impact people. We're supposed to share and show the love of God. And one of the ways we can do it is showing the love of God in our own lives. Stop doing the things that make us feel shameful and guilty. Let's start doing the things that just make us feel good, doing what is right according to God's word. As always, one of the things that makes me feel good is sharing insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors that could possibly assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. And so we continue in that vein of sharing by sharing chapter 11, the end of chapter 11, in A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God. We're sharing that resource on the blog today. You'll be able to find that some passages at the end of today's blog post by going to mtforchrist.org. And as always, we encourage people to, you know, jump on the discipleship train and investigate your life of faith by walking and talking with God. And one of the vehicles you can do on that road is by taking one of our discipleship classes via the MT for Christ 247 podcast or the YouTube channel. The classes that we put out there, Victor Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. And if you email me, I can even email you the Word docs that I handed out for the class. So you can actually do the study, independent study. But when you study this material, you're studying right along with the Holy Spirit, who's going to empower you. So you're never alone, even though it could be considered independent study. As disciples, we want to read the teacher's book, which is the Bible. So we encourage Bible study. We encourage a daily spiritual practice of prayer and Bible study, meaning you do those things every day, and not to be approved to pass a test or to show people what you know, but to draw close to God. That's why we do that stuff. It's not a duty, it's an honor, and it's a way we can draw close to our Heavenly Father and hear His voice through His Word. So we share a Bible study of sorts, as we have a topical Bible discussion each week with our good friends Arthur and Susanna Cincotti, and we put that on the podcast as well. So if you want to be part of a Bible study, you can listen to ours. It's a Bible study with the Cincottis, and we have messages that go all the way back to 2021, so more than one. And we try to do one a new one each week, so we invite you to that. Well, it is Wednesday. I'm actually early, sort of, so I'm going to pray and maybe rest before tonight's freedom appointment and a full day of work, but let's pray first. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for what you've done in our lives, for the truth that you've revealed to us, and the victory and the freedom that you've given us as we decided to follow you. Lord, we just pray for anyone who's listening or reading this message, that they'd be blessed, that you'd come alongside them in their prayer request today. Lord, because we all need your help. We need your mercy and grace, and we need your love and your truth all the time, to encourage us to keep following after you, Lord, and do what you would have us do. All we want to do is represent you in your kingdom, Lord. So we just pray for you to open our eyes to the things you want us to see today and to lead us to do the things you would have us do. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.